You can take your seats. In tonight's service, we'll be doing a lot of prayer. And I'd like to utilize you, for you to utilize yourself for yourself. You know, it takes God to win a battle. You know, God cannot be standing on his throne to release a blessing or to conquer a wall for you and you are seated. So tonight I'll plead with you. Well, I say stand up and pray. Pray. You know, a lot of people in your house, in your compound, in your business, in your place of work, know that you are fasting. Even the devil knows that you are fasting. As you are coming to Impact International Church, some of them came here with you. They are outside. They are still waiting for you. They are. This is a battle. They are out there. They can't enter because they know that in this place, in this tabernacle, God resides here. So they are still at the gate. They are still waiting. You don't have a weakness in the house. Even in your compound, there are some there. Mama will say, I want Agbaro. Hallelujah. So tonight, pray as if you never prayed before. I'd like to thank my Father and the Lord. God hold Mount Peace in this ministry. Our senior pastor, V. Okuforiji, for the grace of God upon his life. God has made him his mouthpiece in our generation. I'd also like to encourage our mama that being a support to him. May the anointing of God and the blessing of God upon you shall never run dry in Jesus' name. Let's celebrate our papa and mama in the house tonight. And all our pastors and leaders and everyone present, let's celebrate ourselves for being a part of this great ministry. Celebrate yourself. Hallelujah. Today is a day 5. And the topic before me tonight is winning the battle of life via overflowing grace. Shout grace. It is by God's grace that we are alive today. Hallelujah. I've ever started that, what is battle? You know, before we take some steps, you have to know what and why you ought to pray. What am I even praying for? What is battle? Battle is a fight between opposing armies, group of people, or one that is part of a longer war. How come again? Battle is a fight between opposing armies, group of people, or one that is part of a longer war. There is no army that win a war only by defending. You can't win a war only by just defending your house, just defending my family and my children alone. No. No, let me tell you something tonight. I thank God. I give God the privilege, as in giving me the grace to marry, to go through the right way. You know, when you marry a woman, you yourself, you have a battle in your house, in your own family. You now marry another woman that also have a battle in her own house. Two of you now once came together. That's what? War. So you can't win this war alone. Not if only God is not on your side. It's only God that can make you win this battle. And you can't just win this war only by defending. You have to attack. Hallelujah. A lot of us watch football match. If you are just defending, what will happen to you? Diego Maradona. Messi. Hallelujah. You have to what? Attack the enemy. Go to their camp. Let them know that the tribe of Lion of Judah is arrived. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
The best defense is a good attack. We can only defend the enemy if we take the battle into their own camp. I'll tell you a story in the Bible about Jericho. Jericho has been known in history as a city that experienced supernatural war. You can bear witness with me that yes, that is a supernatural war. The war of Jericho. You know this war? A war during this is a mighty war. Well, bulldozers. Do you know what they did? They bulldozed the rumbles. By what? Ordinary shout of men, children, and women. It is a war when invisible angels were what? Were the caterpillars. Invisible angels were the caterpillars. They pulled down one of the hardest walls in the history of the world then. The many times there's a battle before you, or they're trying to oppose you, what you have to do? You have to fight. Tell someone, fight. Fight. Fight to win. How do you fight to win? You fight to win by violent prayer. You fight to win by violent prayers. If you fight with violent prayers, you will enjoy your Jericho. Elisha also fought another battle at Jericho when he has to reverse the curse placed upon it. Do you know what happened? The curse was another big wall. That curse upon Jericho was another big wall. Elijah had to what? Reverse it. By what? Violence prayer. Before then, nobody could prosper in that, in Jericho. Nobody could prosper. But I'd like us to all be on our feet for a moment. There are wars. We are going to do a lot of prayers. Please allow, we encourage you to stand. There are wars. So we are likely to be on our feet because this program is a praying program. Take it serious. Whether you like it or not, God has something for you. Let me just give you a secret. Whenever you are coming here for these of our programs, always have a plan for yourself. Let me give you one secret about my own plan. My plan is that my speaking in tongues after 12 days of empowerment should change. Not my speaking tongue of daddy, mommy, daddy, mommy. Now we're going to pray. Any war around my life and my family, I command you to collapse by fire. Go ahead and pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, any war around my life and my family, I command you to collapse by fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus, collapse by fire. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Take this serious. There's someone standing beside you. I want Asadura J. They are there to just eat your prayers. Told you very, very serious. You're going to pray this one again. Any evil war around Impact House in Tahana Church, I command you to call out by fire. Go ahead and begin to pray. Any evil war around Impact House in Tahana Church, I command you to collapse by fire. Collapse by fire. Collapse by fire. Collapse by fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' precious name we are praying. Oh God, my enemies are too many and unknown. Grant me the courage of my dancing story. This year 2016. Go ahead and begin to pray. Oh Lord God, my enemies are too many. They are unknown. Grant me the courage of dancing story. Let me dance this year 2016. Let me dance. My enemies are too many. I don't know them. Lord, give me a dancing story this year 2016. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. God, by your grace, every battle of my life, I command you to bow by fire. Bow by fire. Fire. Bow by 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 fire. Every battle of my life, I command you to bow by fire. Bow by fire. Bow by fire. In Jesus' precious name we are praying.
I'd like you to sit down in God's presence. God bless you. Hallelujah. I congratulate you. There are different types of battles in life. There are different types of battles. But I will mention just three. Only three. Among many. Number one is a physical battle. Number two is a spiritual battle. And the number three is an emotional battle. Among many others. You know, I've been wondering, what is this physical battle? What is this spiritual battle? And what is this emotional battle? A lot of us, maybe you've heard a story far then when I was in Lagos about the most beautiful girl in Nigeria, how she was poured, how they poured acid on her under the bridge. The most beautiful girl in Nigeria. Father, someone just went to her. Ashe Woni poured acid and what? And flew. I was in Lagos there, under the bridge. But let me show you something in the Bible. Ephesians 6 verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against the spiritual weakness in what? High places." See, for you to win a physical war, you have to fight it spiritually. Because the spiritual will manifest the physical. As you are seated, I'd like you to pray this prayer with me. Pray with it all aggressively. You wicked principalities that are out to sweep and slay my life, wither by fire. Begin to pray right now. You wicked principalities and power that are out there to sweep and slay my life, wither by fire. Wither by fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus, my house is not your place. In the name of the Lord Jesus, wither by fire. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. You see, you're taking another prayer on your seat. I tell you, this is a prayer program. We are here for a business. You residential power assigned to cage my life and my destiny, die by fire. Begin to turn into prayer right now where you are sitting. Die by fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' precious name we are praying. Let me tell you about that one if you don't understand. In every state, there are battles. In every family, there are battles. Don't think in London, there is no witches and wizard. The alligator here in Nigeria is also the alligator there. Don't think that they don't know where you are living. They know you are in Kwara. Don't think that they might not know your phone number. But they have assigned some witches and wizard. You know, a lot of you are talking about your SIM registration. Oh, God opened my eyes the way this service of empowerment. God opened my eyes on the first day, even the second day when Papa was preaching. You do your SIM registration. You tell them your father's name, your mother's name, your grandmother's name. They even know your face when you were 15 years old. They have it. The man of God told me that when I snapped my first picture, I was wearing a cap on the native. I said, "Woo!" I started praying. So my passport have been in their camp. No. I thank God I'm a part of this ministry. You might not understand, my brother and my sisters. They know everything about you. They can even see you naked. I'm serious. I know what I'm saying. You know, in these studies of empowerment, God is going to give you a testimony that you will not stop sharing until Jesus come. And God will open your eyes to see this. It will be seeable. It will be handable. It will be touchable. In Jesus' precious name. Shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. These people have to be judged by fire. No mercy. The Bible says, suffer is there for a witch to live. For a witch to live. Suffer it is not. So they have to be judged by fire. The very first day you gave birth to your first son, they are aware. Some of them even came to take birth of your son. They came to bath them. You don't even know them. See, and it don't shame you. He's living inside you. You don't know his person is doing you. He will blow fire, he will put fire on you and will now blow it. Some of them, your first water. I just thank God I was in this ministry. God really opened my eyes. Let me tell you a story about myself, a little about myself. My first son was not named in the implant house. God opened my eyes. See, there's no distance in the realm of the spirit. Do you agree with me? There's no distance. My first son, I gave birth to him. He was named in one ministry. The pastor told me that this son would die. I ran to Pastor Bioku Foriji and the anointing of God upon him. I knelt down. I said, this man of God said, if I leave his church, my son would die. Yes. I went to him. He said, it's a lie. He said, man of God, kneel down. I knelt down. And he prayed for me. Then I just got to the rhema. Last week Sunday, we were having a meeting with Pastor. Mama was shocked when my first son called Baba. He said Baba, but Mama was shocked. I just saw her. I said, there's a grace in this ministry. There's a covering in this ministry. There's a covering in this ministry. Last week, there was no fuel. I had to travel to Bumosho by 5 p.m. And I came back. I saw a lot of accidents. I said, January, I didn't travel. You know, a lot of them used to wait for December to suck blood. I said, no, the grace upon the impact house, I rub it on me. You know, it's a perfume. You have to rub it. It's a perfume. So when you see that logo, when you see that logo of impact house, there's a fire on it. There's a fire on it. The fire that what you put inside this freezer, it will still be hot. Do you know what the Bible says, my brother and my sisters? He said, touch my anointing and do what? Touch not my anointing and do what? No harm. See, let me tell you something. I thank God for my pastor. For the anointing of God upon your life, sir. Ma, I thank you. You know, when you join this chariot of impact of the church, I celebrate you. If you run to Congo Kinshasa, you will still run back to Ilorin. I was a witness. I ran to Cotonou. I came back. With what? Nothing. But while I was here right now, I can see this start by grace of wealth, riches, abundance, long life. I tap from that grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, there's a lot of things you have to know. But let me show you something in the Bible before I paraphrase it. Mida, I need your help here. 1 Kings 21 from verse 1 to 29. It's a story. You know, a lot of us don't know what is happening. Your father will buy a land. You don't know about the land. Somebody else came, want to buy that land. The person said, this land is closer to my own father's house. It's closer to my own house. Please, sir. You are not there. You are not even born. There's no even dream to give it. They will even have your pregnancy. Your father now said no. The imam of that environment now said, give me this land, I'll give you money. The father said, no, this land belongs to my father. He also came again. Give me this land, I'll give you a better land. He said, no, this land belongs to my father. This same man went back to cry. He refused to eat bread. Do you know what the wife told him? The wife, Lucifer, Jezebel, I mean, what's it called? Told him, He said, ah, what happened? You don't eat bread. He now told him, told her about what happened, that he refused to sell the land for me. He said, don't worry. Let's read from verse 17. He said, don't worry. Do you know what happened? This same woman went to go and forge letter. He forged letter. He sealed it. In that letter, he now told the people there that this man, is it Naboth or what's it called? Yes. That this same man refused to sell, that he blasphemed the Lord and the king of the land. Do you know what happened? He gave them the letter. They now said, this man blasphemed the God of this land and the king. What did that happen? They have to stone him to death. But this woman did not still believe. Until they came back. The people that he sent, that he gave money, had to come back. And I said, ah, this man is stoned to death. He ran to meet his husband. Say, ah, this man is already dead. He's stoned to death. Hey! He's dead. He said, go and possess that land. He said, that land that I refuse to give you, go and possess. So we actually, there's a prayer we're going to stand up, we're going to pray. This one, we are not sitting down, we're going to, this enemy, we are here for a battle. And this battle, we'll win it. We'll win it. Do you know what happened to this man on his way to go and possess the land that does not belong to him? What happened? It was there. Do you know what happened? God now sent what is prophet Elijah. Prophet 17. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, the king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vial of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. Verse 19. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thou shalt the Lord host, as thou killed someone that was not there. Kill it and also take it possession. Iberi, question mark. And thou speakest unto him, saying, thou said the Lord, in the place where dog lick the blood of Naboth, shall dog lick their blood, even die. And he ran uba. But over ran uba. And one more. He delayed it. To what it be. God now send that curse. The Bible says something in the last verse. He said, God sent Elijah to go and tell him that he has killed, that he had to die. The same God, this man went to humble himself before God. That same God sent that same Elijah to go and tell him that he himself has humbled, the person that I killed, that he has humbled himself before me. But what did he say in the last verse, verse 29. Please, verse 29. Seek thou how he have humbled himself before me. Because he's humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in this day. But in the son's day, will I bring the evil upon his house. Hey, Akadabaya Labusha. We are going to pray. We are here for a battle. Your father, my father, in our village, killed somebody you're not aware. When you now came back, your father received mercy, he lived and he died. And you don't know where the battle is coming from. You are just fetching water in the basket. But that same God can disgrace the bucket. That same God. The Bible says it's the beginning and the end. It's the Alpha and the Omega. We are going to stand up. Please, let's stand up. I'll hold you. Please pray. Please pray. Thank God for this program. Please, Brother Shubi, please, I like you on this drum. Only you, please. We are going to pray. There are some prayers that when you sing, Ogun Yama Shedan, when you are sweating tonight, I'm telling you, that sweat indicates that the battle in your life is coming out. I'm telling you. We are going to sing this song before we pray, so that you take it so serious. Ogun to da mommy Tora pala wonu aye mi Sonfumi ni wahala. Baba le jade. Tell somebody ogun to da mommy. Ogun to da mommy. Tora pala wonu aye mi. Sonfumi ni wahala. Baba le jade. 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 You are not getting it. You are not on the flow. You are not getting it. He's not getting it. I like you to clap and sing it. Ogun to da mommy. Tora pala wonu aye mi. To fun mi ni wahala. Baba le jade. Baba le jade. Clap. Baba le jade. 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 Begin to touch your body. Touch your body. Baba le jade. Baba le jade. Baba le jade. Baba le jade. Touch your tummy. Touch your tummy. Touch your tummy. Baba le jade. Baba le jade. Baba le jade. Baba le jade. Amen. Every battle affecting my father, affecting my mother, that want to affect my life, I cast you out by fire. Begin to pray right now. If you are sitting praying, I pity you. Hatred, anger, unfaithfulness, pride, unfaithfulness, unforgiveness, unfaithfulness in tithing. That means you are stealing from God and speaking evil of others. Speaking what? Evil of others. Those are where those sins are. That's why I told you when we started that we should ask for mercy. We should ask for what? Mercy. The blind Bartimaeus went to Jesus. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. So among others, how can we win this battle of life? Among others, I will just list two because we are still going to pray. It's our communion service. I tell you, as you take this communion tonight, every battle that came here with you will not go back to the same way you came. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Which is by God on your side. Say, by God on my side. That's the only way you can win this battle. Do you know what Romans 8:31 says? What shall we then say to this thing? You know, it's a question. If God be for us, who can what? It's also what? A question. It's also a question mark. If God be for us, who can be against us? I like the media to please help me with Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 19. We are still going to pray. Jeremiah 1, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not what? Prevail against you. I am with thee, saith the Lord of hosts, to deliver thee. Is what? There to deliver you. And what is the number two of winning this battle? It's by violent prayer. Violent prayer. Violent means, violent is a force. You take it by force. Why prayer is a gateway of winning the battle of life. Matthew 11 verse 12 says, from the days of John the Baptist until the kingdom of heaven was survived violence. And what? The violence take it by what? By force. We will take it by force. By force. Do you know one thing again? 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 4 to 5 was talking about pulling down the strongholds. To pull down such strongholds that he's saying there, it can only be by prayer. Let me tell you something, my brother and my sister, tonight. God is not the cause of our battle. He is the only cure to our battle. God in heaven does not know that you are going through a battle. He can only cure the battle. Hallelujah. I'd like us to open. Let me tell you a little story about a woman. It was a program like this, a 12 days of empowerment. He was a married to his husband and was staying in his in-law's house. In his in-law's house, he has the brothers, the sisters, the mother. In his in-law's house. This same woman, for 5 good years, could not meet with his husband. The husband and the mother-in-law, are living in the upstairs, while the wife stays in the downstairs. If the wife want to go in the night to go and meet the husband, the wife, the mother-in-law will just come as Ibolo-in-law. Omo mini, oko mini. The woman will say, ah, instead of me fighting you, I'll go and report you. The woman went back for a program in her church. It was a 12 days of an unusual encounter. She prayed and fasted. She fasted for those two. After the 12 days, this lady went and knelt down before this pastor with an agreement prayer and sowed a seed. Before that lady got back to the mother-in-law's house, the mother-in-law and the son, the husband, they are fighting. When she go home, she has to start separating. Hey, Joemaja, please don't fight. Why are you fighting? Why are you fighting? Please don't fight. Do you know what now happened? When the lady was sharing that testimony, and now flash back to Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Say it as if you mean it. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by what? Prayer and fasting. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Hallelujah. 21. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we read it together? Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by what? That's why I celebrate it, because you are in this program. When you get home tonight, see, let me tell you, bring the sick in your compound. Bring the lame in your compound. I'm telling you, the Lord that raised the dead is upon this mountain. Bring them together tomorrow and see what God will do. I'm telling you. Because this is a prayer and fasting program. Oh, makatalabalaba ushakaraba. Please, let's stand up on our feet. We are going to pray. We are in a business tonight. The devil is in trouble. The devil is in trouble. Say, devil, where are you? Are you ready tonight? My brother, my sisters, are you ready? Tell him, are you ready? Tell her, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh Lord, move me from bondage to liberty. Go ahead and begin to pray. Oh God, move me from bondage to liberty. Liberty in my finances. Liberty in my academics. Liberty in the name of the Lord Jesus. Move me from bondage to liberty. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. You're going to say this as if you mean it. You know that some people, their mother got married, but they don't want their daughter to get married. They don't even want their son to get married. They don't want them. Why? To repay omo ye osho osho o ma mu owo wa ko ni bukata. They have to sit on that boy. So we see, when you get home tonight, I'm telling you, the battle in your home, you hear that somebody else has died. Don't go there. See, for you to know that there's a God in Impact House, you will see. A strange call will come to your phone. It will be like an alert. Bah, 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 bah. But when you look at, a yalagbaja ima ti ku. See, as that woman died, and they're about burying her and covering it, God will just open up your glory to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you're going to cry loud. Long time battle. And you student here in Paru. Do you know, I enjoyed what that lady, Sister Bodude, said when she was ministering. He said, Jesus Christ, Father, for 40 days and 40 nights. We just 12 days. I want to say, Jerenke bayi. I thank God for the grace upon my pastor. I went home yesterday. I wanted to break my fast. I just heard my pastor saying in my ears, Ma Jenwo. I told my wife. My wife said, I said, Juni. She said, Tonike, pastor, it's all I know. I said, no, it is a grace. My brother, my sisters, I'm still standing on that grace. I have not tasted anything. Why? Because I followed my papa. I followed my man of God. He gave me the apostle. God bless you, sir. Thank you for the grace. I have not eaten. The lady gave me puff puff yesterday. Three. I took that puff puff. I gave it to my son. I have three children. I gave it to one, two, three. And me, I went fighting for their future. Your future will be bright. Your future will be colorful. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So you're going to pray this prayer and see you mean it. Long time battle. Long time battle. In my life. What are you waiting for? Cast fire. Pray. Kaya rava la bo shaka vaya. Lika vaya la bo ntarava. Lika vaya la bo shereba. Cast fire. Cast fire. Fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost! Cast fire! Cast fire! You are not praying. Emma, where are you? You are not praying as if you mean it. Emma, where are you? Gulole. Kaya la bosha, kabaya. Le kaya la bosha. Cast fire! Long time battle in my life. Cast fire! In Jesus' precious name we are praying. We are coming up. You know, you're going to say this prophetically. I receive divine solution to the battle of my life. Pray in Jesus' name. Divine solution to the battle of my life. I receive divine solution to every battle of my life. Divine solution. I receive it tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Every evil power decorating the battle of my life,
you don't mean it.